From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Chad Beater.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
Welcome to Defrag Tools. Chad, I like your Windows tattoo.
Yeah, you like that? It's
That's
permanent.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's, looks that. Like it's not filled in all the way. It's not entirely flat design.
I bleed Microsoft.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Well, I can't wait to see that every week.
If it's not here every week, then...
yeah, so it's from the ship party?
It's from the ship party. We had the big Windows 8.1 ship party yesterday.
How was that?
It is out the door. It was great. They had a climbing wall set up.
Nice. Did you climb?
I did not. No, yeah. I had a couple of beers, so I thought it might not
be
a good idea.
That's
the best time to climb. Well, true. They did have a bouncy house, which I was very tempted by.
Nice. But, yeah, a lot of beer and then bouncing house is an awesome idea, too.
And hot dogs, yeah.
Yeah,
so it was,
yeah.
Right, yeah. But it was a great time, yeah. It was a little hot and muggy, but
All right, so this week we're going to talk about troubleshooting some crashes and hangs and different stuff. If there's anything you want to see specifically, let us know. We'll get that worked in. But what are we going to talk about today, Andrew?
So last week we talked about crashes, hangs, and slowness. So we'll start with the first one, a crash, and we'll do a crash today, and then next week we'll do a hang and move on and blue screens and stuff like that. I have a crash that you may have seen on Case of the Unexplained by Rusinovich. Mm-hmm. It's actually one of the cases I gave him as some material. And it comes down to when you click on favorites, i.e. crashes.
Right. Now, what were those windows that just... flashed up on the screen.
That's because we...
That's funny, because I click on favorites all the time and I don't crash.
Yep.
What was different here?
So that's what we have to find out, right? And so I have crash AE debug set up, which is the crash subsystem, to capture dump files. And here's a crash I took before. And so as you can see, proc dump kicked in and attached to process 148 with event handle 188 and then some magic numbers.
And that's what the windows were that flashed up on the screen was proc dump.
Yep, doing all this. And if you want to see that, go back to the last episode.
Yeah.
So you can see here that we are trying to, we're interacting with R10 register and the RDX register. Basically, there's no real way of crashing reading or writing from a register. So it's always the other parts of the opcode that you need to look at. So in this case, it's this area here you need to look at. Square brackets means roughly dereference, so it's like an arrow or a dot in programming notation that you're trying to access a member of something.
So it's not we're not reading the value of RDX, we're treating RDX as a memory pointer.
Yes, and since we try to read from a pointer null, which is doesn't you know, as you can see doesn't exist, we crash because you can't read from zero. Windows. For this reason, we make sure that classes only have, what we do is we exclude the first 64K of memory on the premise that if you have a null pointer plus some offset, which might be, you know, plus 68 to get to member foo, it's still going to be accessing an invalid piece of memory. .NET handles the access violations and turns it into a null reference exception. If it's straight C, it stays as an access violation exception. We can see that if you have an exception context record dump, which is like a crash dump, you can use the command .exr and then -1, which is the current one, and it will print out what happened. So it was an access violation, and then we try to read, and it will work out whether it's a read or a write, and we try to read it from address 0. So, sure, we were doing something, and we did a null thing, right? So we use k to look at the stack. And we can see that it was to do with IE something or other, right?
IE RT util.
So it's trying to order items. So you kind of go, well, favorites have an order. So it's probably something to do with that. So let's go look at the favorites folder. So it's under users. And I have a favorite in here that has not that average characters. It's got the register trademark symbol and it also has the dots. So I thought that might be something to do with it. So let's press delete on that and just get rid of it. In the case where...
Are you going to buy your candy by the pound now?
Well, all right, I'll do the other thing and I'll move it somewhere else temporarily.
Right. Well, you could rename it.
I suspect
that maybe it's the file name.
Yeah, so I did control Z to undo the delete I just did. So let's close this again and... close all this down and see if that made any difference.
Oh!
No, it didn't.
It was a good theory, though.
It was a good theory. So let's go back to the dump file and see if we can kind of see anything that's kind of useful here, right? So when we know that we're... so I just press K and you can see Windows Error Reporting kicking in. If I do ECXR, you'll now see that all that Windows Error Reporting stuff at the top disappeared and we're now at the context of the actual crash. So with public symbols, we can see we're doing some order stuff and sorting. Load from a stream, okay, so that's kind of interesting, so that there's some stream of data that we're pulling in and then trying to cut it apart. To do with, you know, there's the root of it, initializing it. Obviously, an NSC site is some type of thing. It looks like a class name. It's like C something, NSC site. It sounds like it's trying to read something or do something like that. So there's a debugger extension that I released at TechEd, which is available on the SkyDrive. So look up there for the link.
Or down there.
Or down there, whichever way it is. And it's proc.bxt, it's an extension I wrote, and there's a command called dpx, and what it does is it rips apart the stack and just looks for evidence. So let's see if we can look at, find something of use.
So this is going through your call stack and pulling out things that look like objects, strings.
Yeah, strings, and it pointers to other things, so like this looks like a good pointer to something that was a pointer that pointed to something. It'll go up to four pointers away. It tries to find strings, so cheap tickets. And actually, when we took this dump, I only had that one file in there. Yet there's other URLs, right? In the being sorted. There's Arizona vineyards and stuff.
I don't remember these being in your favorites.
And they're not. And you go, well, where's this data coming from, right? And if we look at some of these ones, I think there's something that kind of gives it away. I think it was right at the top, is here. When you see software Microsoft Windows, current, so that's a very registry type string, right? It's a path that you expect to see when you're doing a registry lookup. So it probably has something more to do with the registry, which kind of explains the observation. The folder's now empty, yet we're still seeing URLs popping up. So now we need to kind of move away from the debugger. And this is one of the tips that I really want to give you is that
are those URLs you'd been to in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
They were, or the person that I got the dump file from, yes.
Making sure.
So let's do a reset so it's nice and empty. Actually, I think this has got advanced turned on. I don't want advanced. So let's just bring it down to registry.
So we're back to process monitor, which we did an episode on early.
And we know it's Internet Explorer, so let's just go process name begins with IE. That'll do. So there's no process explorers, no Internet Explorers right now. So let's load IE up. We just might do some docking here so we can see what's going on. So I'm about to do the repro, right? So before I do that, I'm going to clear the screen, which is Control X. Still a bit of noise. Do the crash, and then while it's crashing, I'm going to stop the capture. So hopefully in here, we know what's going on. So just taking a leap of faith, let's assume that it had to be a successful read of something, because otherwise you really wouldn't have got the data. So I'm going to go include success. And because it's to do with favorites, let's just take a guess that the favorites folder has some keyword in it, right? So let's add to the filter where the path contains favor. That'll do. And we've cut it down to quite a small number of things. So these are the successful registry operations that have happened. Create key is used to open folders, so it can also be considered to be an open key. The word create file is used for files. It's both a create or an open, much like that with the file. With a registry, it's create key is an open or a create. So there's a registry key, current user, software, Microsoft, Windows, current version. Well, this part here, software Microsoft Windows C, was part of the string that we, I closed down the debugger, it's part of the string that we saw. And if I just want to see Unicode strings, it's minus du. Right there, there's the sum of the string that we were seeing as evidence on the stack, right? So we think we're kind of in the right place here, right? In fact, I could have even used this string as maybe as part of my criteria for proc dump, right?
Sure.
Rather than guessing favorites was what it was. So going back to proc process monitor, what we have is a key being opened. Query key is the way to enumerate what values are in it. So let's right click here and go jump to in the registry. And so what this has done is open this key, which is the one here, and then enumerated the registry values that are available. So in this case, it's only one, right? And then it opened the key again for some reason, and then it queried the value of a particular value, right? And so in other words, what it did was it read this. Mm-hmm. And you can see actually over here, Process Monitor shows you the same data that it read that's over here. And then it closed it and closed it. So before it crashed, these are the registry operations that have happened that are kind of to do with favorites. So let's take a leap of faith and just try to rename this guy. You kind of, sometimes with a registry, you've got to kind of guess whether it's transitory or persistent. I'm guessing this is something that builds up over time, changes, and it's to do with order. I'm also guessing that this key is where these strings came from, mm-hmm. right? Because they're not in the disk anymore, and this order probably defines what order you can move things up and down. And so we'll just have the list of all the URL or the file names. When you have a favorite, it's going to be .url on the disk.
Well, I think if you think about when you go to your favorites menu in IE, you know, the things are listed there, but you can move them up and down.
Yeah.
So there must be some way where we persist that, and this must be it.
So the folder holds the key elements, and this is the ordering of those elements.
Right.
So let's rename that and see if that makes any difference. And lo and behold, crash gone. Now, this is one of the ones where, obviously, you have no influence over the code, right? And there's, even if you did have influence over the code, it's going to take a while to get a fix out, right? So if you want temporary relief, a workaround is the way to approach it. And this is how you do troubleshooting. You don't get stuck in one tool. I'm going to use dump analysis for this one, right? Mm-hmm. I got some evidence out of this, and then let's move to another tool. And it's very, very regular that we'll start in the debugger and go, all right, we think this crash happened here. What led up to that crash? And then we'll move over to Windows Performance Toolkit to work that out. So that's example one.
So this is some sort of apparently a bug in IE.
Yep.
And corrupted that key somehow, or
yep, simple as that. And you know, we'll log it and hopefully it'll fix it. Matter of factly, it happens on Windows 7, happens on Windows 8, happens on Windows 8.1, happens everywhere. So it's a lingering bug out there. But if you
hopefully not a very common one.
Nah, not very common. So, but there you go.
Nice work. And that's the show for this week. If you have questions, write us at defragtools@microsoft.com, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good one.
Bye.